This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So we found it fit to invite somebody who's a financial content creator and a financial education specialist. Who joins us on the line right now. Tando.
Hi, Dean.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am great, and I'm hoping to be even a lot better after our chat, because every single person on this earth seems to be struggling with debt. So I'm hoping I take away a lot from our conversation today. Now, when you're in trouble with your debt, taking out a loan to cover them may seem like a good idea, but is that ever a good idea?
Definitely, B, it's a no-no. I always say that you can't pay John with Peter's money. For me, it's a no-no. For any financial content creator, for any financial advisor out there, they will tell you it's a big no.
All right. Now, just to add on that, I've had a guy who once said that they'll take out a loan to pay off their car because the repayment on the loan was lower than the monthly installment for the car. Does this also fall under the list of bad debt credit decisions?
Yes, it definitely does fall. And I know, I'm sure that there wasn't much truth, you know, revealed to that guy, because by nature, your personal loans are much expensive compared to your car finance loans. That's the nature of personal loans. So if you go for a personal loan, you'll find that they attract interest rates of, you know, 20%, 21%, obviously depending on a lot of factors that they would put in, your credit score, your affordability, your payment terms and conditions. So by nature, your personal loans are much more expensive than your car finance.
So what then happens now? Let's say my credit score is at an all-time low because I've been missing out on some payments, but I still can't cover my monthly expenses. Where do I run to?
Okay, so first thing first, I always say that when you feel under pressure and you can't keep up with your payments, pick up the phone, speak to the credit provider. Do not run away from them. Do not wait for them to call you, because it's you that is owing them, unfortunately. So pick up that phone, make payment arrangements, because once you don't do that, they're going to list you as a slow payer or a non-payer, a defaulter. It's end up messing your credit score. So for me, that's the first tip. Pick up that phone and call them. And definitely, things are not going to be as nasty as they can turn out to be while you are trying to fix out your issues. Say, for example, you are expected to pay a 500 rent on that particular account on a monthly basis. Actually, they say, listen, I'm going to be able to make a payment of 200 rent. You know, can we please make such arrangements? And you don't make that arrangement until you go into arrears. You need to tackle those things before you get into arrears with that account and address those issues, phone the credit provider, and make the necessary arrangements.
Tandokazi Nhlamulo Marule here. I just wanted to know what you're saying. It reminds me of the importance of actually making a budget. When you get your salary at the end of the month, it's important to draw up a budget and say, this is how much I'm going to pay the retail store. But I want to know from you, what would you say to somebody, or would you advise somebody who has a lot of debt, maybe around 100,000 or 50,000, to actually consider debt counseling?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that question. It's very important. So yes, debt counseling is very important, and it's a mechanism that has been made, you know, to protect people that are over indebted. They really cannot breathe with debt. But I foresee a situation whereby everyone now goes and runs for debt counseling, whereby they can even still handle some other things by themselves. So you mentioned a very important factor of drawing up a budget.
Yeah.
And I must say that you don't draw the budget on the day that you get paid. You make your budget way before you get paid.
Yeah.
And then you know exactly when that money hits your account what you are going to do. So for me, if someone is really over indebted and they are thinking about going the route of debt counseling, really first exhaust all other avenues that you have before you go to that route. I can say people that should go through that route is really whereby you have to protect your assets such as your house, your car, you know, that you don't want them to be repossessed. Other than that, any other debt that is we consider as unsecured debt, that is your clothing account, your personal loans, your overdraft, your credit cards, I think those you can always work around them and negotiate and speak to the credit providers.
All right, Tanuka, maybe I should also ask, because a lot of people opt for loans like out of panic, if I can put it like that, you know. But what is the alternative solution, you know, when, especially when you see that, you know, the math between your salary and your expenses is not adding up? What is the solution there?
The solution there is simply going back to the basics, because we miss it. We miss it, and we don't have what we call an emergency fund that is there.
Oh, yeah.
In cases whereby now your salary is cut into half because of COVID, and now you can't keep up with your lifestyle anymore. Would you have your emergency fund in place, which is your 3 months' worth of your income or your 6 months' worth of your income, sitting there in a money account somewhere, you know, you would have been able to cover that gap so that we don't quickly notice, yay, this one is going through a lot, you know. At least you would be able to manage for some few months there until things get back to normal, you see. So for me, it's going back to basics, budgeting, trying and setting up that emergency fund. It's not going to happen overnight, guys, to save 3 months' worth of your salary, but you need to start. What is important is to always start. Taking those baby steps and building that emergency fund goes a long way.
Alrighty. Maybe just before we let you go, Tanokazi, because you're somebody who's also been creating content regarding finance, what would your like words of comfort be to someone who is in massive debt right now? And, you know, maybe they don't know what to do.
Yes. I think what is important first is to understand and realize and accept and acknowledge that you are in problem. You are facing a problem and you need help. Then once you understand and realize that, then you reach out to the relevant people, whether it's, you know, a financial coach or a financial advisor that will take you through what you need to do. And there are so many ways whereby people can be able, you know, to try and tackle their debt. We've got different methods such as your snowball debt method, if I mentioned one, whereby you start focusing on the smallest debts that you have. Because sometimes you see that it's store A, you're owing them a 1.5. Store B, you're owing them a 2,000 rand. Mm. And if you can find ways to quickly wrap and close those store A and store B, then you get a breather. And then that money goes to something else and you quickly pay store C or debt C.
Mm. All right, there we have it. Very interesting. Thank you so much, Tanuka Zitesa. We really do appreciate your time and taking our call, okay?
The issue of the emergency fund, I just opened mine last week.
Okay.
I opened an emergency fund.
So you stash a little bit of cash in there.
A little bit of cash in there. I stash it in there. The one that I'm going to, where it will be easy for me to access. It's not like a 30 day.
Is it like a savings?
Yeah, it's a 24-hour.
Okay.
You have to put in a notice in 24 hours. Yes.
And is that with like a particular banking institution or is it across board?
No, particular banking institution.
Okay.
Where you earn some interest.
Oh, okay.
In it. So it's very interesting. It taught me a lot that it's important for us to spend what we have after we've saved, instead of saving what we have after
we've spent. All right. Okay. Interesting. There you have it. I hope you also did take away something from that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.